to me, they're just a sick person.
Well, has the word queer always meant homosexual?
Yeah.
As far as you can remember?
Well, it did until, I'd say, I moved maybe where I'm at now, or maybe a little more educated, but it can be used two ways. There's only two ways I know. I mean, a person can be queer or act queer, and that's it. Only two ways I know.
When you say be queer, you mean homosexual.
Right.
When you say act queer, you just mean peculiar.
Right. Oddball.
And say if somebody makes up his own mind, and then you can't argue with him. He's going to do things his way. He won't listen to anyone else. You'd say that he's
hard-headed.
And someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper.
Well, I'd just say you can't take a joke.
Or say something that happened to embarrass someone, and you say, well, you better not tease him about that, because on that subject he's still a little bit...
Larry.
Did you ever say someone's testy or touches?
Touchy.
Okay. You say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
upset.
But...
uptight.
Okay. And someone's about to lose their temper. You tell them to just keep...
Yeah, you'd probably say, just keep cool. I'd probably say, I'll just forget it. I didn't mean anything about it.
Okay. Did you ever say keep calm or keep calm?
Very seldom.
How would you...
We didn't never use that word as far as keep calm.
Mm-hmm.
No.
If you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
very tired.
Any other ways of saying that?
No. If I'd been working hard, I'd say I'm real tired.
Or you could say you're completely...
I'm exhausted.
Or completely...
give out, wore out.
And if a person had been well, and then suddenly you hear that they've got some disease, you'd say, well... yesterday, when I saw them, they were fine. When was it that they...
got sick.
And a person went outside in bad weather and it came in with sneezing and everything. You'd say, he went out in the rain and he...
caught a cold.
And if it affected his voice, you'd say he sounded...
hoarse.
And if you do that, you have a...
cough.
And someone who can't hear anything at all, you'd say that they're...
deaf.
And if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
sweated.
And a sore that comes to a head is called a...
pimple.
Any other name?
No. You talking about a sore that comes to a head.
Well, it's got a core in it.
Yeah. A cyst.
Okay. And the stuff that drains out is called?
Push.
And in a blister, the stuff that drains out?
More like water.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the...
wound.
And sometimes the wound won't heal back right. It gets sort of a... skinless growth around it. It's got to be cut out or burned out. You call that?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear some kind of flesh?
Nothing except I've heard of tissues that have trouble maybe with tissue.
Did you ever hear plowed flesh or proud flesh?
No.
And if you had a cut on your finger, a brown liquid medicine that stings that you could put on it,